and we do appreciate the opportunity to have you here in town. You've been here for a couple of days, taking a look at some of the projects that the city has undertaken, our downtown revitalization, the Heritage Harbor Project. I know that you've been instrumental in providing funding not only for our new hospital facility, but also looking to provide funds for the continued improvement of our boat haul out facility and boatyard facility. And for you as our legislator, there's quite a bit of work that goes into making sure that money's there available and, and working with the governor to get it included in the budget. And I'm sure that there are many in the community who understand how much work you put into that.
Yeah, and it's critically important that we, you know, move forward in ways in the community with state funds that are going to create jobs in the long run, not just the short run. And we've been you know, working on the boat haul out the last couple of years. Previous to that was Heritage Harbor to accelerate that. And we did bend the rules a little bit on Heritage Harbor in the last appropriation. Rather than having it go through the normal harbor matching program, we just shoved the thing in the budget. And I told the boys in Juneau that it's a exception because of the economic issues that Wrangell's facing, that we're going to bend the rules a little bit and we're going to try to energize the community. So we moved from that harbor then into building out the marine haul out, and we need probably another $6 million in addition to what's already been appropriated to get the rest of the concrete down and the site spruced up. So we'll be working on that this winter, and that would include the potential for an expansion of the lifting range from that 150 ton to one rated about 225. So that would allow the facility here then to lift virtually all of the boats working in the salmon industry.
In Southeast Alaska, the tenders are at a loss there at this point with a smaller lift. But it has been an economic boon for the community. There's been a large amount of activity down in that area. Regionally, how are we looking? I know the state forest issue is something that the governor had as a priority. The timber industry had traditionally been a mainstay for the community of Wrangell. However, in the last decade or better, that hasn't been the case. Do you think the state forest program will be helpful in perhaps bringing back a timber industry in some form that is an economic boon in Southeast?
Well, in some form, the answer is yes. The practical matter is we can only produce maybe 11 million board feet a year out of the state forest, which, you know, isn't much to get excited about, quite frankly. It'll keep some of the smaller guys going. It's not going to bring back any major industry to speak of by itself. My understanding is Viking and West Prince of Wales would need probably 25 to 30 million a year. So, you know, you're looking at a third of what a medium-sized sawmill would require. It's better than nothing, but, you know, we're hemmed in by the federal forest, and, you know, we can only produce so much volume of logs off of the state forest lands, which we fully intend to do.
Obviously, resource dependent in Southeast in terms of our economic opportunities. What do you see as real potential here in the next couple of years for Southeast, or probably areas that we should pursue maybe more aggressively than we are now?
Well, I don't know about more aggressively. It's you know, fundamentally, it comes down to we need a source of competitive power, electricity, which we're working on. And then we need access to our waterfront in all our communities, because we're all waterfront communities. So it's really stuff that's right out our window, which is our harbors and related infrastructure. Without that, you know, what's left of the mills wouldn't be running. The fishing industry wouldn't be running. You wouldn't be able to, you know, freeze and process fish and so on and so forth. Now, as far as something that's a little new twist or maybe a new emphasis that used to be an old emphasis, and that'll be on mining, with a concentration most likely on South Prince of Wales, dealing with rare earth minerals. It's a national security issue for the United States, with China controlling about 90% of the market of, or 90% of the supply, and about 50% of the mines worldwide. The concern that the federal government has is the Chinese come in and take control of that mine in one way or the other. So I think you'll see, hopefully, a strong effort with the federal government and the state working together to move forward in opening the rare earth minerals in the Lower Prince of Wales.
And for those who may not be aware, they're used in everything from computers to cell phones to most of the durable goods mm-hmm. that we use in our day-to-day lives mm-hmm. have some sort of rare earth.
Aircraft carriers.
Aircraft.
Everything. Fighter jets, tanks. The government is definitely interested in Bokan Mountain. You can't have international regime like China in control of such a strategic metal sources. It's just not healthy for the United States. So I'm pretty confident that we'll be able to move forward and get that opened in the next few years. We're talking about the viability of getting some roads into it. Power, they need about 10 megawatts of power, and obviously Swan-Tyee can't produce it. So we're trying to get an expansion along the lines, and that gets wrapped up into the integrated resource study and some other things. So you'll see over the next several years a lot of discussion on mining in southeast, southern southeast, and with that then increased hydro capacity. What we want, ideally, is the processing, not only the mining, but we want the processing of the minerals here in southeast. You're looking at potentially up to a couple hundred jobs. And that would be a huge economic stimulus for Prince of Wales, Ketchikan, and Wrangell.